Talking of people who have too much time on their hands, from the moment the dame walked in, I knew she was trouble. She had a chip on her shoulder that matched the chip in my Dreamcast. $40 in GST. She said she had witnessed a hacking. She was hacking away at my heart. I have two magnums in my desk. One's a gun I keep loaded. The other one's a bottle that keeps me loaded. I told her to sit down and fill me in on the details. The dame told me that the hacker posted just before midnight. All I had to do was scroll at the times of her server to that of the ISPs. Then I can narrow down the users posting at that time within +-5 minutes or so and go from there. I couldn't do it alone. I got on the blower to Elliot and Theo. The dame had a history with Theo. Theo didn't answer. He really was history. Elliot was as much help as a trench coat without a cool belt, so I contacted Carrie Bedko. She sounded like one of those people whose real last name is Bedko, but who try to convince everyone that the CK is silent. Her past indiscretions didn't worry me now. I had a joke to do. I would have asked her out, but she didn't date cereal. She told me the hacker left her a note with the initials, HN. There were smileys painted on the walls. I had a sick one on my hands. I heard the distinctive sound of a gun being cocked behind my head. The dame had set me up. I used one of my magnums to make a retort, and the other to make a satisfying smashing sound. The dame was drenched. I hauled her up onto the chair by her hair, but only her hair came up with my hand. The dame was wearing a wig. It was no dame. She had a dodgy goatee. And come to think of it, she'd been playing Star Wars on the other TV all night while everyone else was playing multiplayer games. With his last breath, he gurgled, "Atbar, less than.